This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Who doesn't want to put their best foot forward at work? Right now we're joined by Dr. Larry Osborne. He's an author, leadership coach and pastor. Thanks for joining us, Larry.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
With the start of a new year, many of us potentially find ourselves in new jobs. How is it that we can create a successful work culture in potentially our new jobs?
Yeah, well, I think the main thing that we often forget is we're not hired just to do our job. We're hired to help whoever is above us succeed. And that means that we're not just going to do our job and at the end of the day say, I turned it in, but we're going to constantly be asking, how do you want information relayed to you? What is it you need to succeed? And that's what helps us figure out how to go above and beyond, which, of course, anybody's going to shape a culture or be promoted and moved up. It's not going to be somebody who does their job, but somebody who does more than their job and helps the organization as a whole.
And why is workplace culture so important in seeing our employees and, of course, ourselves as employees succeed?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, all culture really is the way that we do things around here. I always tell people, do differently for one time, and people are going to say, why are you doing that? Do it a second time, they'll scratch your head. The third time, they'll go, well, that's the way we always do it around here. So when we understand at the end of the day that the workplace culture is just the unwritten set of rules and the way we do things, well, then we realize how incredibly important it is, because the culture of an organization will always eat up for lunch the sound bites and little politically correct sayings that we have. You know, we're customer first, for instance. Well, big deal. If at the end of the day nobody actually acts customer first, you're going to have those posters everywhere. Culture is what drives behavior.
Now, Larry, I've read a number of your books, including Sticky Team, Sticky Church. You've been involved in leadership for near on 40 years. What's one of the biggest lessons that you've learned to build a team well?
One of them that comes to my mind is if you're in the position of actually being able to put together the team, I think a lot of people look for helpers rather than leaders. And a helper is a person who comes along and lightens my load. So I'm a little overloaded, so I go, okay, who can lighten my load? Well, then I'm freed up to create even more clients or more people come into the Lord, into the church, whatever it would be. And now I'm a new bottleneck and things are even worse. Far better is to try to hire leaders who can leverage what is happening. And that might mean you don't get all the help you want, but that's okay, because you build the whole by getting leaders. Think of it as Russian nesting dolls. A lot of people, when they hire and build a team, they are Russian nesting dolls where everyone's a little smaller than the one before. I think you build a great team by getting ones that are a little bigger each and every time.
So if you're in an environment then where you realize that the culture needs changing, perhaps, as you say, they're not living up to the slogans that they sell, or you just feel like there is a bit of, you know, team tension, what is the first thing to do to positively influence the culture?
The first thing is you realize you don't just make commands. The culture has changed around the water cooler and with relationships. You know, sometimes somebody comes into a situation where they have a little bit of authority and they just start lopping off heads and making new decisions, and they don't have any relational capital built up. So for me, the first thing is always build relationships. You know, I was not able to shape my children as they're growing by giving them orders. I shaped them by having a relationship. And that only takes place in spending time together and earning trust. It's not just memos.